Feasibility and effectiveness of preoperative rehabilitation training and education on occupational performance in people with lower limb amputation, a scoping review. Hung Uwang 1, Yuani 1, Raghu Chandrasekhar 1. 1 University of Florida. Abstract. Lower limb amputation poses significant challenges, including residual limb pain, phantom limb sensation, and difficulty adapting to post-amputation life, which can reduce the quality of life. Preoperative rehabilitation training and education have been proposed to enhance postoperative outcomes, but evidence remains limited. This systematic scoping review examines the impact of preoperative programs on postoperative outcomes for individuals undergoing lower limb amputation. A search across PubMed, CINAHL, and Web of Science identified studies published between 2014 and 2024. 5 studies met the inclusion criteria, demonstrating that preoperative interventions can improve functional outcomes, reduce hospital stays, and increase prosthetic use. However, the evidence was limited by methodological weaknesses, with studies rated at levels 3 and 4 and showing moderate to serious risks of bias. While concerns about feasibility persist, such as short pre-surgical timelines and patient comorbidities, the findings suggest preoperative rehabilitation is both practical and beneficial when integrated into care. Further research is needed to develop standardized, evidence-based protocols accessible across settings. A multidisciplinary approach involving prosthetists and therapists is essential to optimize patient outcomes and support meaningful occupational performance post-amputation. Introduction. People with lower limb amputations face many challenges and barriers to occupational performance and participation, such as experiencing residual limb pain, and phantom limb sensation. 1. Leading to a decrease in their quality of life. 2. Additionally, patients following an amputation must adhere to specific protocols, such as frequent wrapping of the residual limb in a specific way, to prepare the limb for a potential prosthetic. Receiving education on these topics and more prior to the amputation operation can potentially improve outcomes, as waiting to learn about all these topics until after the operation may be very overwhelming. Preoperative strength training and patient education could be a feasible and impactful method of promoting an improved recovery following amputation in an inpatient rehabilitation setting. 3. The prior strengthening and education could better prepare patients for life after amputation and lead to improved occupational performance in their daily, meaningful activities. 3. Preoperative training and education may possibly better prepare patients anticipating an amputation for what is ahead of them. Heijmans et al. Reported the beneficial effects of pre-rehabilitation on postoperative outcomes in patients with lower limb amputation, too. However, only 2 studies were included in their review, one of which was qualitative. More studies have been conducted since the literature review on preoperative rehabilitation training and education in the amputation population. Therefore, a new review is warranted to better understand how the preoperative rehabilitation and education program has been developed and implemented clinically and the potential benefit of postoperative patient outcomes. Methods. Literature search and screening criteria. 3 databases were searched during June 2024, PubMed, Cumulated Index to Nursing and Allied Health Literature, CINAHL, EBSCOhost, and Web of Science. These databases were utilized because the research included in those databases discusses the general rehabilitation of people with amputation. Only literature from within the last 10 years, 2014 to 2024, was included, as the review by Heijmans et al. 2020, found only 2 articles. 2. Key search terms used across all databases included amputation, preoperative, rehabilitation training, education, and postoperative. For inclusion, the article must include preoperative rehabilitation training or education programs for people with lower amputations and report postoperative outcomes. Articles not written in English and review articles were excluded from this review. Literature screening procedure. The literature screening process was conducted using the Covidence software. The literature screening consisted of 2 phases, the title and abstract screening and the full text screening. During the title and abstract screening, each record was reviewed by 2 authors independently. Discord between the 2 authors was resolved by discussing with each other, consulting with the other authors, or requesting a full text review. Records that passed the initial screening and needed more information to determine eligibility were moved on to the full text screening. The full text screening process was similar to the title and abstract screening. Reasons for exclusion at this phase were recorded. Data extraction, methodology, rating, and synthesis. Article information was extracted in standard form. One author extracted the data, and another author reviewed the extraction forms. The Piedro scale was used to rate the research methodology quality of the experimental studies, and the Cochrane risk of bias tool was used to rate the quality of the non-experimental articles. Information from all articles was synthesized using a literature matrix that included the article title, participant information, preoperative rehabilitation training and education, postoperative outcomes, and conclusions. Results. 5 studies, figure 1, were included in the final synthesis for the review, 4-8. All studies reported positive impacts of preoperation rehabilitation or education on postoperative functional outcomes, as shown in Table 1. The main themes were that preoperative rehab training improved functional outcomes, 4-8, reduced hospital length of stay, 4-8, and is feasible, 4-6-8. Specifically, Mathen et al. 2023, and Fulton et al. 2022, reported that preoperative rehab training decreased hospital length of stay, thus leading to decreased demands on healthcare services and financial constraints, 4-8. Mathen et al. 2023, Fulton et al. 2022, Bowery et al. 2018, and Dasso et al. 2022, reported positive postoperative outcomes with preoperation rehab training and education but also highlighted the feasibility of such programs, 4-6-8. 2 studies reported increased prosthetic use due to preoperative rehab, 4-5. Mathen et al. 2023, also reported an increased likelihood of receiving a prosthesis if participants engaged in their preoperative training and education program, 4. Table 1. The study design and key findings of the 5 included articles. Authors' year design key findings. Bowery, S., Naylor, H., Russell, P., and Thompson, J., 6. 2018 retrospective review developed the BLART score to predict functional outcomes in lower limb amputees, aiding preoperative expectations. Dasso, G., Chen, A.J., Yaya, S., O'Connell, J.B., Rigberg, D.A., Virgilio D.C., Jalabert, H.A., Uyoa, J.G., 7. 2022 retrospective review examined ambulatory outcomes and survival in veterans post lower extremity amputation, with potential improvements noted. Fulton, S., Baird, T., Nike, S., Stiller, K., 8, 2022 retrospective, matched, case-controlled pilot service evaluation prehabilitation plus reduced acute and total hospital length of stay for major lower limb amputation patients. Matheny, H., Wu, K., Sada, S., Kumsier, Y., Aparicio, C., Borashan, C., and O'Banion, L., A., 4, 2023 retrospective matched cohort design demonstrated community-wide feasibility of a lower extremity amputation protocol for vascular amputees. Silva, A., D., M., Furtado, G., Dos Santos, I., P., Da Silva, C., B., Caldas, L., R., Bernardes, K., O., and Ferraz, D., D., 5. 2021 longitudinal study showed improved functional capacity in elderly lower limb amputees after prosthesis rehabilitation. Of the 5 studies, 2 articles had level 3 of evidence with Pedro scores of 6/10, 4, and 4/10, 5, respectively. The bias of the 3 level 4 studies, 6-8, was specified in Table 2. Table 2. Cochrane risk of bias tool of the included level 4 studies. Domain Bowery et al. 2018, 6, Dasso et al., 2022, 7, Fulton et al., 2022, 8 bias due to confounding moderate risk, moderate risk, moderate risk. Bias in the selection of participants for the study low risk, serious risk, low risk. Bias in the measurement of interventions low risk, no information. Bias due to departures from intended interventions moderate risk, no information, serious risk. Bias due to missing data, no information, no information, no information. Bias in the measurement of outcomes, low risk, low risk, low risk. Bias in the selection of the reported result, low risk, moderate risk, no information. Discussions. Our review highlighted the feasibility, 4-7, of pre-operation rehabilitation training and the positive impact on postoperative functional outcomes, 4-8, in patients with lower limb amputation, even though some healthcare professionals and researchers working with the amputation population were concerned that preoperative rehabilitation was not feasible due to the short time window before surgery, older age, multiple comorbidities, and lack of motivation for behavioral change, 8. This finding agreed with studies in other populations that preoperative rehabilitation programs are feasible and can be integrated into existing pre-surgical protocols and/or programs, 9-11. The strength of the evidence for using rehabilitation prior to amputation to improve functional outcomes following amputation is low because of the limited evidence and the poor methodological quality rating. More evidence is required to support preoperative rehabilitation for patients receiving lower limb amputation. In addition, no standardized preoperative programs and/or protocols can be delivered across various settings. A more accessible and evidence-based preoperation rehabilitation program is needed in future work. Furthermore, prosthetists and therapists, such as occupational and physical therapists, should advocate for a pre-rehabilitative team for patients needing to receive a lower limb amputation to promote occupational performance following the amputation. References. 1. Hanyu Deutmeier, A. Kiskela M., and Vracolo M. 2024, Phantom Limb Pain. Internet. Stat Pearls Publishing. https://www.ncb.nlm.nih.gov/books/nbk44818/8/. 2. Heijmans, J.M., Decker, R., and Geertsen, J.H.B., 2020. Preoperative Rehabilitation in Lower Limb Amputation Patients and Its Effect on Postoperative Outcomes. Medical Hypotheses. 143-1-9. https://doi.org/10.1016/j.mae.2020.110134. 3. Gailey, R., Gonard, I., Rea, M., Kirk Sanchez, N., Prieto Sanchez, L. M., Roach, K., 2020. Effectiveness of an Evidence-Based Amputee Rehabilitation Program, a Pilot Randomized Controlled Trial. Physical Therapy. 105. 773-787. https://doi.org/10.1093/ptj/ps008. 4. Matheny, H., Wu, K., Sada, S., Kumsie, Y., Aparicio, C., Borashan, C., and O'Banion, L., A., 2023. Community-wide feasibility of the lower extremity amputation protocol amongst vascular amputees. Journal of Vascular Surgery, 78-4, 1057-1063. https://doi.org/10.1016/j.jvs.2023.06.001. 5. Silva, A., D., M., Furtado, G., Dos Santos, I., P., Da Silva, C., B., Caldas, L., R., Bernardes, K., O., and Ferraz, D., D., 2021. Functional Capacity of Elderly with Lower Limb Amputation After Prosthesis Rehabilitation, a Longitudinal Study. Disability and Rehabilitation. Assistive Technology, 16:5, 556-560. https://doi.org/10.1080/17483107.2019.1684581. 6. Bowrey, S., Naylor, H., Russell, P., and Thompson, J., 2018. Development of a Scoring Tool, BLART Score, to Predict Functional Outcome in Lower Limb Amputees. Disability and Rehabilitation, 4119. 2324-2332. https://doi.org.lp.hscl.ufl.edu/10.1080/0963828.2018.1466201. 7. Dosso, G., Chen, A.J., Yaya, S., O'Connell, J.B., Rigberg, D.A., Virgilio D.C., Jalabert, H.A., Uyoa, J.G., 2022. Lower extremity amputations among veterans, have ambulatory outcomes and survival improved. Annals of Vascular Surgery, 87-311-320. https://doi.org/10.1016/j.avsc.2022.06.007. 8. Fulton, S., Baird, T., Nike, S., Stiller, K., 2022. Prehabilitation Plus for patients undergoing major lower limb amputation may reduce acute hospital and total hospital length of stay, a retrospective, matched, case-controlled pilot service evaluation. International Journal of Therapy and Rehabilitation, 29, 1741-1645. http://doi.org/10.12968/idr.2020.0156. 9. Carter, H., M., Littlewood, C., Webster, K., E., and Smith, B., E., 2020. The Effectiveness of Preoperative Rehabilitation Programs on Postoperative Outcomes Following Anterior Cruciate Ligament, ACL, Reconstruction, A Systematic Review. BMC Musculoskeletal Disorders, 21, 1-13. 10, Whitmer, P., Osh, P., and Bachman, S., 2022. Effective Prehabilitation in Form of Exercise and or Education in Patients Undergoing Total Hip Arthroplasty and Postoperative Outcomes, A Systematic Review. Medicina, 58-6, 742. 11, Panus, A., Clayton Muller, L., S., Weiss, O., Zhang, J., Rushton, A., and Kanduja, V., 2023. Prehabilitation for Patients Undergoing Orthopedic Surgery, A Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis. JAMA Network Open, 64, E2380500, E2380500.